Raphael Warnock likened senators who voted for 2017 tax cuts to Herod who's willing to kill children. By Hannah Blow on December 14, 2020. Democrat Senate candidate Raphael Warnock once blasted GOP senators who passed the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017 for launching a vicious and evil attack on the most vulnerable people in America and likened them to the biblical figure Herod, who's willing to kill children to preserve wealth and power. Warnock, a pastor at Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta, has come under fire in recent weeks for radical positions he has articulated in his sermons and writings over the years, many of which display a keen interest in Marxism. He failed to renounce socialism or Marxism during the last Senate debate between himself and his opponent, Senator Kelly Loeffler, RGA, who has branded him a radical liberal. In a December 2017 sermon, Warnock blasted Republican senators who passed the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017, which even the New York Times admitted benefited most Americans. While others were sleeping, members of the United States Senate declared war, launched a vicious and evil attack on the most vulnerable people in America, Warnock said in the sermon, likening them to Herod, who ordered the killing of male children two and younger in the region of Bethlehem in an effort to kill Jesus Christ, as detailed in the book of Matthew. Herod is on the loose. Herod is a cynical politician, who's willing to kill children and kill the children's health program in order to preserve his own wealth and his own power, Warnock said, adding that the Senate decided by a slim majority to pick the pockets of the poor, the sick, the old, and the yet unborn in order to line the pockets of the ultra-rich. Don't tell me about gangsters and thugs on the streets. There are more gangsters and thugs in Washington, D.C., in the Capitol than there are, a bunch of them, he added. The latest Trafalgar Group survey examining the Senate runoffs show Loeffler's lead narrowing, garnering 50.4% to Warnock's 47.3%, with 2.3% remaining undecided. If both Senators Loeffler and David Perdue, RGA, lose to their Democrat opponents, it would result in a 50-50 split in the Senate, giving the majority to the party in control of the White House.